Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Awakening with Katina Love and segment on Inspiration Sunday. Today is September the 4th, 2016. I am your host and your spiritual awakening mentor. The Awakening with Katina Love show is a ministry which is designed to be a platform for new thought leaders, spiritual healers, life coaches, empowerment mentors, wellness coaches, educators, New Age ministers, and the like, as well as those who want to share their products and services pertaining to natural health. It is a catalyst to enlightenment and empowerment and self-reliance. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest, please send me an email at love, L-O-V-E, at KatinaLove, KatinaLove.com. You can connect with me on Facebook on the page. It is the Awakening with Katina Love Block Talk Radio Show. Our special guest today is Mia Senez, and her website is www.miasaenez. I'm sorry, it's miasaenz.com. Mia, thank you so much for being a guest on the show today. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am awesome. Can you give us just a little bit of background about you?
Certainly. First, I wanted to say, and I apologize, in my media kit, it says how to pronounce my last name, but it's signed like many street signs.
Oh.
So it's Mia Signs. Yes, it's Spanish.
Oh, that is so cool. That is so cool.
Yeah, nobody can ever get it right, hardly the first time. So I apologize, I didn't make that clear. So
that's okay.
So a little bit about me. I am a spiritual teacher and a love coach teacher. I take my work very seriously because it's the most amazing thing I've experienced in my life.
Wow.
As most people, we get into a line of work that we've had to study in order to improve ourselves. So
for me, it
was about love. Mm-hmm. I was always a love activist since I was a little girl, but there was a lot of dysfunction in my upbringing, in my home, and things like that. And so although I always was reaching out for love with people, you know, and protecting people in love, I realized that my self-love journey that started 28 years ago is really what has catapulted me, you know, along with everything else, into the path that I am today. So I do teach self-love. I teach all forms of love, and it's all about the heart. It's really a very, if I can say gorgeous, it really is a very gorgeous subject topic, and it lights me on fire. So.
Wow, that is amazing. And you know I can totally relate because I am too a self-love coach. Because, you know, it's amazing because we live in this time of awakening and the paradigm is shifting here on the planet. And it's no coincidence that we are promoting love because this is what the world needs most, right?
Exactly. Absolutely. It really is different than it was 15 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. It really is a different world.
Absolutely.
And the faster, well, we don't have to speed along too quickly, but the more and more quickly that we step into love, it really changes our human-wise with spiritual, you know, we're spiritual beings in a human body, but it also changes our planet, and it's incredible.
It is. It really, really is. So I think some people get it twisted. They think love is outside of them, right? That's why I emphasize so much is self-love, because love begins with you. It begins with you. The real essence of who we are is love, right? Isn't that the truth?
It is. It is. It absolutely isn't. And how could it not? If we are divine spiritual beings, how could it not be who we are? Because the word love is synonymous with God. The
Absolutely.
Divine. So we are love. We are pure love beings. So let's get in and work our love because it's already there for us to do.
Absolutely. So What is conscious self-love?
Conscious self-love is taking self-love to another level, to a higher, mm-hmm. deeper, faster level. It's almost like it jumps you quantum style. So conscious self-love is being conscious about mm-hmm. your self-love.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you're doing it, you're consciously aware that you're doing it to grow and to love more.
Mm-hmm.
So say one of your things that you like to do, and this is something that I literally train my clients to actually be conscious about their love in every movement that they do. And that, and it doesn't start out that way. It's very slow. You know, we move step by step by step, but literally even getting up in the morning and making your coffee or your tea or your hot lemon water is done with the awareness that it's done for you because
mm-hmm.
you are that amazing and you
yeah.
are worth it.
Absolutely.
So when you put, yeah. So when you put that into the mix, it shifts the energy around everything. There's an expansion. Consciousness is so amazing. I like to describe it as a latex balloon. You buy it from the party store, and it's mm-hmm. laid flat, as flat as can be. So you've got, you know, you see all these balloons that are flat, and you're like, wow, that's not a real balloon. But once you put the helium in, it expands, right? So let's
yeah.
add a little bit more helium to that balloon, tie it up, let it sit for an hour, and then let the air out. And when we let the air out, that balloon will never go perfectly flat again. It'll have expansion. It might even have
yeah.
some ripples like stretch marks.
Mm-hmm.
Because consciousness, just like the helium balloon, can never go back to its original form.
Right.
Once we learn something, once we're aware, we cannot return to that lesser. So
it really, really is.
Yeah, so being consciously aware of our actions and everything is exactly what the point is and where it's all at. You know, we can go about, and there are thousands of ways to practice self-love. And that's
mm-hmm.
great, and that helps people along. But if we really want to grow and live in the state of grace, we need to move our consciousness forward. So that's why whatever you do, guys, do it with the understanding. Yes, you're aware that you're doing it and you're practicing because you really want to try and love yourself. There is no try. First of all, get try out of your vocabulary and do it. You
right.
are the most valuable, amazing being that ever walked this planet.
Absolutely.
So do it for you. Yeah, it's all about investing in ourselves.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the term love alchemy, that's a new term for a lot of people. Can you kind of share with us what that really means?
Well, yes, absolutely. Alchemists were amazing people who were
mm-hmm.
like sorceress or that type of thing where they were creating the elixir of life. Now, the elixir of life is like the fountain of youth. They were looking for the fountain of youth to keep people young and to live forever.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that the alchemists were seeking and searching for was to turn plain metal into gold. So
wow.
for me, love is the gold the alchemists were seeking. Because
wow.
gold is the element, you know, gold on this we think, wow, gold is so amazing. Love is the gold. Love is the richest element that a human can have, that an animal can have, that plants can have, anything breathing and living on our
yeah.
planet.
That is
so
amazing.
So that's why, you know, love is the gold the alchemists were seeking. And I call myself an alchemist because as I've practiced spirituality, metaphysics, love,
mm-hmm.
and as I've grown in it my whole life, I was raised metaphysical even though I had a very dysfunctional upbringing with my mother.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about creating, and this is a word that's also being thrown out there a lot lately, but go with me on this, the word
yeah.
magic.
As uh-huh,
we become
yeah.
spiritual beings and we're in the form of love and creation, our lives change differently. They seem magical because we learn how to love, we learn how to manifest, we learn how to move, get out of depression, bring
yeah.
in money smoothly, all that. So I call that my magic. So
yeah.
unfortunately, my new current website is still under production until next week, but check it out next week because you
yeah.
will see if you love, you know, what I'm talking about and you love spirituality and you're a love person and you want to grow,
mm-hmm.
check out my website, because it really is full of magic, and you'll see what I mean when you see it. Because, and the magic is simply that we can transform this everyday ho-hum human experience that most people have had into something greater. Now, we're always going to struggle here on planet Earth because it's just the laws of this planet in our
mm-hmm.
universe. This is a very dense, dense planet. And so, and I don't mean stupid, I mean dense as in energy. It's very heavy, it's very dense. So we have to, in order to be light workers and be happy and be full of light, we really need to work on who we are. And we need to step out of that density into a higher vibration.
And that vibration is love.
It is love, yes.
Yeah.
When we get in the state of gratitude and love, everything changes. It changes our body. It changes, you know, what's around us. It changes the way people feel and think of us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So when we were talking about your body earlier, how do we connect with our body as it relates to love?
I love body love work. It is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people call it body image work. But
mm-hmm.
body love puts us in the state of self-love with our body. So there's different forms of self-love, which many people might understand and might not have realized that there are. So there's self-love that we talk to ourselves, our bodies and psyche. Well, our psyche is our body, mind, and spirit. So
mm-hmm.
our psyche absorbs everything that we say and everything that we take in. We're like sponges. We're human sponges. We're absorbing. So when we are listening to negativity or we're in a place of negativity with other people, our body is accepting that in. So it's vibrating on a lower level.
Right.
As we move forward, as we move forward and understand that self-love is an inward job and body love is the actual loving of our physical temple, you know, this vehicle that carries around our beautiful soul. So
I love that.
Most humans do not like their body. It's just the way we're raised. When we grow up, there comes a point where we tend to disconnect from our physical body due to pain, due to embarrassment, humiliation, whatever it is, whatever
mm-hmm.
other humans have put on us, we close out and we turn off. Now, we have seen it a lot in the media over the last 20 years where kids are cutting themselves to relieve their pain and things like that. That's, you know, or there's, we've heard about anorexia, we've heard about bulimia. These
right.
are things that hurt the body. So body
right.
love is getting in touch with the body and actually loving it on such a deep cellular level that
mm-hmm.
we fall completely in love with ourselves. Here's
I
an
agree.
Example of one of the tools that I use for body love, and that
mm-hmm.
is simply when you're in the shower, you know, as you're, okay, so you've cleaned yourself. I have a weird routine that I do in my shower, so I clean myself. And then I take a nice scrubby with my
mm-hmm.
favorite gel, bath gel, and I start to rub, and I teach this, and I've taught it for the last 6 years. You rub your body with it, but you're giving gratitude. So my arms, as I'm rubbing my arms, and actually
mm-hmm.
looking. We don't look at our body. Most people, when they hold up their hand and look at it, they're like, that thing is really trippy. You know,
But we created it, though. We created it, right?
Yes, but this is why we're disconnected from our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we look at ourselves as, wow, that's weird, that's ugly, look at that, ew, gross. So as we wash our hands, we give gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful for these amazing hands because I can paint, I can cook,
I can
touch my lover, you know?
Yeah.
And we look at our arms and we're rubbing our arms and, oh, I love my arms because I can hold my babies. I can hold the people I love. I can care that help and bless people. And you go through your whole body. I'm grateful for my neck. I'm grateful for my
head.
I'm grateful for my breast, my tummy, my back, my bum, my legs. And especially, don't ever forget your feet. We tend to forget our feet because they're at the bottom. But they are the most important thing for us to love because literally it's the foundation of who we are. So
Wow.
It's crazy when you look at our life. And so our feet are the foundation, yes, of our physical body, but it's also the foundation of our life. In Chinese medicine, we see where different parts of the foot relate to different parts in our body. So
yes.
if you're hurt in one spot, it could be your liver is bothering you or your pancreas or whatever it is.
Right.
So we're related to the foundation. Everything is symbolic, but yet it's interwoven. So it's not quite so symbolic. When I say symbolic, people go, you know, you think about it, you go, wow, it's symbolic. I mean that our ailments, our conditions are related to things like our feet. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
really amazing how intricate we truly are. And our
yeah.
creator that created us allowed for all this wisdom and all this knowledge to benefit us to move forward in life. So even that simple tool that I just
mm-hmm.
gave about body love, giving gratitude, I have some clients that do that daily. I recommend it once a week. They do it daily because they have fallen in love with themselves and they love just the whole process of giving
wow.
gratitude to their body.
That is
and
so
it changes,
awesome.
Isn't it? Now, can you, I know you can see this, Katrina,
yes.
but you can see the way that it would totally open up for us to accept who we are. The dimples,
totally.
The wrinkles, the whatever you want to call them, the
yeah.
bruises occasionally, the, you know, the way that the, you know, the fat and the fascia and the
yeah.
muscle, everything is connected.
Yeah.
Deeper understanding and love for ourselves.
Absolutely. And I love that because I always tell people, you know, I hear women say, you know, as I was doing my wellness coaching, teaching people about, you know, diet and eating healthy foods and what have you. And, you know, I come across people who wanted to lose weight. I mean, I want to be slimmer
mm-hmm.
myself. But this woman was so critical of her body. And I said, you know what, just find one thing that you like. You were talking about look at your hands and be grateful for them. I said, you have beautiful hands. You got your nails
mm-hmm.
done. Focus on that. Focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then for me, like, I love my eyes. I love my feet,
mm-hmm.
but it's funny that you mentioned feet being our foundation to hold us up. But I have really beautiful feet, and I know I do. And I really wear it out. I mean, I wear sandals all the time, and I'm always admiring my feet, and, you know, especially when I have my toes done. I mean, you really just have to pick one thing. It could be your hair. It could be how beautiful
mm-hmm.
your face is. You might not like your face without makeup. Maybe when you put makeup on, you love yourself. Just really just bask in that. I just tell women that.
Yes.
That's a starting
yeah,
point,
absolutely.
Right?
Yes,
starting point.
Absolutely. Well, because we don't know who we are until we actually take the time to know who we are. Because we're taught to not be vain, don't look in the mirror, be quiet, go stand in the corner, you're to be seen and not heard. All these things that our ancestors have raised each other with out of
mm-hmm.
whatever respect or craziness, I have no idea. those are limiting, that limits us as beings on this planet, you know, as human
right.
beings on this planet. It dampers our creativeness. It pushes our soul away. The reason I love body work is this. Body work, when we open up to it, it's the last frontier. So everybody works on their self-growth. You know, that's the thing that we all, oh, yeah, self-growth. I'm going to either love myself
yeah.
or I'm going to work on my mindset or this or that. So people forget, 99% of the population forgets about the body. So even though we do all this work, we're still closed down because we're not connected to our body. So it's two elements. It's like you have a car, but you have no gas in it to move it. You have
right.
to have them both together to work. So
right.
it's the same thing about the body. When we fall in love with our body, when we appreciate and accept ourselves, we are not numbing ourselves to our body. We are not blocking it. So guess what happens? Our soul is allowed to emerge properly and do
yes.
what it's meant to do. We're able to do
yes.
our life's purpose.
Yes.
So it's as simple as that. I mean, it's crazy to say it's as simple as that, but it is as simple as that, and it's incredibly beautiful.
And you know what? And those who are looking for love outside of themselves, I mean, I want a relationship too. I mean, I've been in relationships outside myself, but if you're looking for that mate, it is so important to love yourself first and not look to that other person to love you. To love start first with yourself. And then the more you do that, the more the other person is going to reflect that love back to you. Because if we're critical of ourselves, then other people are going to reflect that back to us. Have you found that in your work? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, yes, people, because again, as we vibrate out, people are going to treat us the way we're vibrating out. So if you're one who is just living life in a ho-hum, oh my God, I'm destined to do nothing but live and die on this planet, that's your experience that you'll have, and you'll bring people in. But if you believe I am a, you know, I'm a creator, I'm magnificent because I am the, say, this is how I talk, other people talk differently, I'm the image and likeness of God. I have the expansion to understand this and to move forward. My life is going to be a lot different than the person who is saying, this is it, this is my life. I have to work every single day of that damn job because I got to pay my rent, I got to pay my shit.
Right.
So I say, let's bring some excitement into our life. What literally turns our life from the ho-hum, oh, is our spiritual connection, is the understanding where love comes from, who we actually are. You know, there's a lot of people who go to church and still don't have that pow in their life. So my idea has always been, I'm an ordained minister. You know, a reverend, but I don't practice in a church because I don't believe in churches. I believe they were created by man, and so they're controlling. So my point is, you know, get all the goodness you can get. So if you're in a church, great, study spirituality. That's fine. Not a problem. But take yourself outside of somebody else telling you what to do, and also I'll tell you, Don't believe anything I say. Just don't take it at face value. Investigate it for yourself. Just because I'm saying it for you, it might not be true. I mean, I know it will be true.
We have our own truth, right? We all have our own truth. Well, and it's okay. Yeah.
And the point is, exactly, we all have our own truth. And we should experience it individually because it's part of our own, you know, soul journey that we're on. Is to discover all this stuff about us. And
absolutely.
You know what, guys? If you don't do it here this time, you're going to be back on planet Earth.
You'll be back.
to work this stuff out, you know?
Absolutely. And, you know, we're talking about love here. So when you have that love, you radiate it. And I hear people tell me all the time, oh, Katina, I know you eat healthy, but you're just glowing. What is it? You're eating those berries? Did you make a berry smoothie this morning? So just say, I mean, I hear it over and over. You're just glowing today. You eat so healthy. You look so great. And they don't realize it's not just the food. That's part of it.
Exactly.
But it's my energy. It's the love that I exude and I encompass within me.
Right.
And people see it. They see that glow, but they don't know what it is or where it came from. They try to speculate it. Like, what is that, you know?
Well, I'd like to share this briefly with you guys, and that is, for those who don't know this, I'm going to share it with you for the first time, and those who do, awesome, you'll even get it triple times, understand it. So there was a doctor called Dr. Emoto, Japanese doctor, of science, and he took two glasses of water. One, he praised it and loved it and told it how amazing I love you, you're so beautiful, you're amazing.
Yes.
They froze it, and then when it was frozen, they brought it out, they sliced it up, and they put it under the microscope. And the crystals in that love cube or whatever, that love slice.
The water, the frozen water,
Exactly. We're so incredibly beautiful.
Yes.
They took a glass and they yelled at it and they told the glass that they hate it, which vibrates very, very dense, the word hate. So then they froze it, they sliced it, and when they looked at it under the microscope, it was mangled, all the crystals.
Yeah.
So this is what we do to our body with our food. This is why when I was saying be grateful, praise making your own coffee, because whatever we take into our body has the molecular makeup of what we feeling and creating at that time. So as you're getting gratitude and love for the food that you're making, you're eating and absorbing that, and that food is literally changing and loving you. So that's why people see you as the way you are glowing, because you know this and you demonstrate this.
Yes.
It's as simple as that, that we are bringing in life and love into our body through our air, through our water, through our food, and through our consciousness.
Through our consciousness. And to the people that we listen to, that we allow to speak over our lives, the music that influences us, the things we watch on TV, all that has an effect on our bodies, our minds, our spirits, our emotions, and us as a person. So it's so it's so important to align with love and only allow people in your space who reflect that back, because if they're not reflecting love, they're reflecting something that's not love, which isn't good.
Right. Exactly.
So we're in control of, we can be in control of our surroundings, at least in our home. You know, even if you work a job, then, you know, just continue to be in that love frequency. You can't control what other people do, but you sure can influence them. When you are in the higher vibration, we do influence other people and vice versa.
Yes, absolutely. And when we go out, so say you're at the grocery store and you're getting your stuff and you get into line and you see the checker behind the counter. Either she impresses you because you like her hairstyle or you like her shirt or her smile. Say to them, you know, be confident enough with yourself. Hey, I really love your smile. Great lipstick. Your hair looks awesome. Love your shirt. If you know, if you feel it, don't hold that light back, because you're also going to change in that moment. You're going to change that person's day. You're going to change that person's moment. So as we learn to be loving, you know, as we learn love, we learn to be loving. And you'll see yourself literally change. There's no reason why women can't flirt sweetly with other women. I call it flirting, even though it's nothing sexual. It's just who you are. Be alive. Yeah. Be passionate. Be spirited. It's a beautiful thing.
It really is a beautiful thing, and it's okay. It's really okay to accept and give compliments to other women and as well as guys. Sometimes with guys, you got to be a little careful, because sometimes they think you're hitting on them, but just be aware of your tone. That's all I say. But like you're saying, and, you know, it makes you feel so good when you give those compliments with sincerity. It really blesses you and the other person.
It really does. You begin to dance on air.
Yeah, and like you're saying, being comfortable with ourselves, you know, once we become comfortable with ourselves and love on ourselves more, we won't be intimidated by other people or other women. You know, sometimes women hate on each other, like, you know, or they're jealous of each other or whatever that is. But, you know, the more you love yourself, you know, that doesn't even matter, because you just love that person as another spiritual being like you.
Yes.
And it's all good.
Absolutely.
Did you have any final thoughts? You know, if you want, we can do another show, because there's some points that we didn't get to touch on. Did you want to?
I'm happy to do another show. Sure.
We can totally do
I'll
that.
Be back.
Okay. Did you want to leave anybody with any last thoughts?
Yes. You are more magnificent than you even know. So step into that magnificence. Do the work for yourself. You know, write me, write Katina. We'll help you. It's amazing stuff to grow in your grace.
Absolutely. And so if they want to work with
you. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, yeah, you're so welcome. So if they want to work with you, they can reach you on your website?
Yeah, or Mia at MiaSigns.com or team at MiaSigns.com, and we'll respond. And, yes, you would be working with me. Yes.
And that's Mia, M-I-A, M-I-A, I'm sorry.
Yes. Yes.
W-W-W.
M-I-A.
Uh-huh.
Yes, www.miasaenz.com.
Thank you so much for listening to the Katina Love Show. And we're going to talk next week about the power of connection and breaking limiting beliefs. So stay tuned. Namaste.